Blog Talk Radio.
Meaning if I saw it being great and beneficial for my company,
I wound up making room where they had a void or a lacking of marketing. I wound up then becoming part of not only the marketing, but also be able to gain invested interest into those companies. One of which I actually am over now, the new, you know, the new cyber technology. A lot of people don't understand the cyber world, but now everything right now is in the process of being converted to cyber. What was once antenna-based, now it's all digital. Now everything digital now has been converted to cyber technology. And we've been fortunate enough to not only be able to handle the marketing of that, but I got invested interest with that as well. So I wound up kind of being lucky. So, with you know, like I said, with the merger that had taken place, besides the clients and, you know, different corporations that we've wound up marketing, it just took and elevated things to a whole nother level for us. So I'm blessed, right place in the right time.
Right time. Your company, you merged with Open Vision Networks.
Correct. Open Vision Networks, yeah.
Okay. Go ahead and talk about it.
Open Vision Networks is the only, for right now, I can say, I'll be straight to the point without going out of context, you know, because a lot of things we're still hashing out by legal law. But Open Vision Networks is a cyber broadcast television company. Not only is it just television, but this cyber technology has changed the way the world is about to be conducted. For instance, I use MTV, for instance. MTV is nationally syndicated. Outside of the United States, MTV is it's another entity. It becomes MTV Canada, MTV South Africa, MTV UK. Well, me and you can be in the same city and wind up, you know, you can be looking at Channel 43 and I'm watching Channel 52 and then, you know, MTV in the same city now, but they're on two different channels because we're on two different ends of town. And we'll just say MTV averages, we'll say 50 million people. Well, outside of the city, of course, the channel is going to be completely different. What this channel does is this platform of cyber, what it does, it provides it where you can be in Florida and I can be in Afghanistan. We can be watching the same exact channel, watching the same exact content at the same time, real time. Whereas, too, in the same city, we couldn't do that. And outside of the United States, you can't see the MTV unless it's pre-recorded and it's already online. Cyber is actually being done, streamed live in cyber, and we're able to watch it at the actual same time, real time. It's the only technology that provides that. So now the 50 million that you're looking at can be expanded to 500 million. It can be expanded to 5 billion people watching it at one time. So that's the difference between cyber and linear online companies.
Did you create that or did somebody else?
Did I trade that?
Create that.
Oh, no.
Okay.
Ironically, no. The gentleman that actually wound up being one half of the CEO of the company, my father wound up actually raising him, and it was just a small world how I wound up even receiving the benefits of being able to take over the market for the company. His name is Sherman Davis, and I didn't find out until the second interview I had with him. You know, I was privileged to be able to sit down with him, and, I mean, to make a long story short, he wound up finding out who my father was, and then he almost broke into tears and told me my father helped raise him. I'm like, what? And at that particular point, he said, I don't have no sons, and he pretty much opened the world up for me, and I showed him what my company can bring to the table, and from that point, we've been merged. So now, you know, we are now the only marketing company that handles this new platform of cyber technology.
Okay. You were involved in Rock the Vote. Could you talk about this some and why Rock the Vote was so important to you?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Well, during the elections for Barack, the first term, we wound up having the event where we wound up merging with Music for Democracy, and we had that. I'm not going to put the person's name out, but he's a very high-end individual in Hollywood. But we wound up having it at his mansion. And at that particular time, we were able to just push the voting to a whole nother realm, mixing it with entertainment. On the second go-round, we wound up being over the Rock the Vote, actually merging in with the Rock the Vote, and the official Rock the Vote concert actually was handled here in Atlanta, Georgia. We were the only marketing company. We wound up merging with National Congress of Black Women Metro Atlanta chapter. They were the ones who actually wound up getting it. We wound up facilitating a lot of the marketing for it, which we had the concert at a mall here on the east side of Atlanta. And it wound up being very successful. Met a lot of great people along the way. It's just different things of that magnitude that we wound up, you know, we wound up facilitating as far as business. So now we're about to be over the World AIDS Day, and that'll be next year. So that's pretty much going to be like the Olympics for the world. So, I mean, pretty much it's going to be a ton of people here, and the focal point of this is going to be held here in Atlanta, Georgia.
Okay. All right. Okay. Off the Block and Open Vision Networks introduced a signature cell phone called Predator by Dream Mobile. Is this phone out already?
Actually, the phone can get purchased. They're right now building mobile places right now for the cell phone. It's in development stages now as far as the marketing. We do have interest into the marketing as well for that, as well as the company itself. So we're in the process of being able to present different commercials, pilots, treatments. We got a whole different scheme that's going to be completely different with this. The one thing that makes this cell phone company different than the others, and you got a ton of cell phone companies that range, but the way we're going to do it, if you have it, it's three plans. If you have one plan, the plan is $39, unlimited, and it's held on the T-Mobile towers, unlimited everything. A $50 plan will bring you AT&T and T-Mobile towers, and it's unlimited everything. So, of course, that'll gain you extra coverage. This is going to be the kicker, though. For $65, for those that travel and go international, for $65, you have unlimited everything international coverage. So we're literally about to collapse, and there's no contracts, so nobody's stuck to anything. So absolutely no contracts. So, you know, once we go ahead and really kick this off, hands down, $65 unlimited everything internationally, it was a no-brainer. So we wound up, you know, one of our internal people with the company, the COO of this company, he wound up bringing it to the table, and we wound up closing the deal with it, and now we're pretty much about to shock the world with that, too.
Okay. All right. What about the 9.789 apps and tablet? When will it be released?
Actually, I'm not authorized to speak on that yet because it's on development stages that they're going through now. I will say, though, as far as the iPads that's out now, it has completely already beat up the competition. So what we're going to do is we're going to have reviews that will come out. We're going to publicize it. We're going to have a very strong marketing behind it. And we're going to let the consumers be able to tell for themselves by the worldwide reviewers that, you know, the reason why this has already been established the best on the market coming out of the gate. So I'm kind of restricted from, you know, going into certain things pertaining to it. But it will be coming soon. I would say shortly before June we'll be releasing it.
All right, that's great. You are an entrepreneur. I mean, you begin as an entrepreneur in the marketing business.
Correct.
I know that there are many entrepreneurs who would like to know how you accomplished being the number one company in the United States and third in the world. I mean, what's your technique?
Well, you know, a lot of people, they, you know, I come up just like everybody else. You know, I'm no better than anybody else, but I've always wanted to work harder than those I saw work hard and those that I admired. I always wanted to sit down and learn from. One key thing, though, that I noticed is that everything under the sun is negotiable. Everything. I wound up making sure, you know, that this, first of all, was something that I wanted to do. And then going into this business, I wanted to do it different than everybody. I didn't want to seem like, okay, we're going to go into it. No, we lack the funds that it would take for us to be successful. And go about doing it the same exact way everybody else has done it coming into the picture. So what I decided to do, I had very strong relationships built already, and I said, well, let me just stay corporate. How you start to me determines how the leverage of your company will go. And from that point, I said, well, let's keep it on the A-list. Everything I wanted to do, I wanted A-quality, A-list level. Anything less than that, that was going to be someone else's business. We didn't choose to deal with that type of business coming in, you know, coming into our direction. Basically came down with some plans, and I merged some people to work together that I knew. What I did do, I didn't accept any money because I knew when I needed them, first of all, they'd be able to work together. That's number one. Number two, when I needed them, I didn't have to worry about paying them, because they've already made money amongst each other already, and I put them in a very good place as far as business goes. And I kept doing it, and to the point where I said, okay, I got, not only do I have these people here able to gain business amongst each other and make tons of money, I didn't accept nothing at no particular time from anybody. And when I decided to really go public with the company, which is almost 13 years ago, I basically said, look, I knew everybody's strengths already. I said, look, I'm really ready to go ahead and do this. I got the team together. You guys are my team. You guys have worked together. And it was a no-brainer after that. And we've been building ever since. Some of the clients that we've dealt with are one of Russell Simmons, Smart Water. We've done stuff with NFL. I mean, you name it. We've had some big key clients. And another thing that I did, I knew coming into it, I wanted to gain that recognition, wanted to gain the respect. So we wound up taking a lot of different contracts pro bono. We didn't get paid anything for a long time, but I had so many names up under my belt at this particular time. To when I came to the little guy or the people up and coming, it was a no-brainer. They were like, wow, if these guys did stuff for them, well, of course, here go your shot. And then at that particular point, I was able to say, okay, I was able to campaign, customize campaigns for these people and be able to leverage real prices for these people that would outdo the competition. And then, of course, we had everything internal. So pretty much we built to the point now I got 6 out of the top 10 PR reps in the nation staffed with us. And, I mean, you can already imagine their relations. We've gone as far as even being on MSNBC, basically telling people that has, coverage on how to become a successful entrepreneur and how to handle corporate business. So we've been very successful, but it's so much more to do. So much more to do.
You've been on MSNBC. Oh, that sounds fantastic.
Yeah, actually one of our reps definitely went on behalf of the company, and right now, next month, we're doing the Diamond Awards here in Atlanta. I mean, we've done a ton of stuff, and like I said, there's so much more to do.
Okay. All right. We have on the phone with us on Show Talk with Angela Butler, Cabri Gresham.
Correct.
I got it right. Having Gresham. And we're going to take a break. Listeners, we're going to take a small break, give him time to catch his breath and get his thoughts together. And then we're going to come back and talk some more. All right. Stay tuned.
A special event can be very challenging and stressful at times. Our staff of professionals organizes your event down to every last detail, no matter what size. Our creativity and attention to detail turns your ordinary party into an extraordinary event. And Decline provides world-class service. We coordinate quality events. We can provide travel arrangements, accommodations, event sites, caterers, tours, photographers, transportation, hairstylists and makeup artists, daily itineraries, and pre-event information such as detailed maps, save-the-date cards, and invitations. Being a custom event planner means that we cater to you. It is our job to find the best possible way to present your event. We have been referred to as Dreamweavers.
Economy, business, technology, and creative arts, choose
the Digital Conglomerate Magazine.
Not only do they give you all the latest information, but they're there for you 24/7, baby, giving you the 411 and all you need to know, baby. Visit the Digital Conglomerate Magazine online. Just Google us, baby. We're everywhere. Let's get down to business. So you're having that company function or business function, and you need the proper services to get that business menu pumped. Okay, here's the solution. Call Exquisite Barista Services. Exquisite Barista Services has the experience to create a signature beverage for your business or organization. Services also include barista training, custom beverage menu creation, food and beverage pairing, and so much more. Visit Exquisite Barista Services online at www.exquisiteexpressinc.com or better yet, call 210-701-0143. That's 210-701-0143. Don't take your chances on the other man. Get that grand plan and choose Exquisite Barista Services.
All right, listeners, you're listening to Show Talk with Angela Butler. We have on the phone tonight and on Show Talk with Angela Butler, Kyrie Gresham.
Correct.
He's talking about his company. He's giving some a little bit of advice out there, little pointers, you know, for those of you who are entrepreneurs. I also like to say, don't forget Urban Spice Magazine. I'm a writer for Urban Spice Magazine. They're in Atlanta, Georgia. I think Atlanta, Georgia. And I'm a writer for them. And I like, if listeners, if you care to, go out and buy the magazine, Urban Spice Magazine. The CEOs of that company are Reginald Lewis and Mr. Terrell Wicker. So check out Urban Spice. It's also online, too, and in paper edition. And the new edition should be coming out soon, end of the month, next month sometime. Okay. Your company also has a beer coming out called Marosa that you are marketing for Stephen Stone for Anheuser-Busch.
Correct, absolutely.
Okay, all right. So you're marketing that. That's great. When would the beer be out?
Actually, it's out in stores now.
Okay.
He has a ton of stores just so I can make it very knowledgeable about this beer and the individual who owns it. Birra Marosa is the only Italian imported beer that Anheuser-Busch houses. It already has some distributors right now. More importantly, though, the CEO of this beer is Stephen Stone. Stephen Stone, I don't know if a lot of people out there remember, Stephen Stone is the former CEO of Roughhouse Records, who actually sold more records than anyone in history. The Fugees, NSYNC, I mean, this guy has a resume. He's the only individual ever that had 8 artists go diamond. Not platinum, diamond. That means 10 million plus, 8 artists in a row.
Yes.
That went diamond. And he wound up clearing. I think they said he cleared Sony with over $1.3 billion in sales. So, yeah, I mean, this guy, his track record is phenomenal. Matter of fact, if you guys remember the Fanta commercial, the Fanta girls?
Yes.
Yeah, he was. Yeah, that was his group, the Fantasias. That was his group as well. And worldwide, they've sold, I think they said almost quadruple the sales of Destiny's Child worldwide.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so this guy, he's a major guru. And for us to even be attached, we don't own a part of it, but we definitely have done some marketing with him, and we got a ton of things in the future that we're going to be working on and merge together on as far as projects go. So I'm looking very forward to that, definitely.
Okay. What techniques or advice would you like to give to other entrepreneurs?
Do not burn bridges. Never burn bridges. That'll be the first thing I would definitely give as advice. You know, so many of us, you know, we can suffer from egos or just lack of how to handle business. But if you burn bridges, you never know. You know, it's a small world, and just one little incident might tick someone off, and, you know, you may come down the wrong, you know, another lane somewhere. You think you've cleared this path, and now this person, either they're over it, the next lane, or they're tied, some, you know, with some type of affiliation to who is over it, and their word can mean everything right there. You know, it could be a demise. So I would say definitely don't burn bridges. Get out, definitely try to connect with as many people as possible, and be knowledgeable about the business. You know, a lot of people, they want to go out there and claim that they're marketers and PR reps and don't know really the half of what it is that goes on in those particular fields. So being knowledgeable, I would say, would be the number three thing that I would definitely recommend.
All right. Okay. Were there any obstacles that you faced at first starting out in the marketing business?
Oh, man. Yeah. It's a ton of obstacles. I appreciate them now, but I couldn't stand them then because it was like a burden. You know, I love what I do. You know, my team, we've built it from the ground up, very strong foundation. I think I would say my weakness to it was being naive amongst people and not handling business like it should have been handled. Some of the obstacles would be, you know, you promised to be able to get paid off of an event. You pour your heart out, you got your team pouring your heart out, and then all of a sudden it's done, it comes out successful, and then the people go MIA, just disappear. And, you know, this would be monies we just, you know, depending on. You know, we got families, you know, got to take care of bills, and, you know, that's happened so many times. I of course, didn't allow it to stop us. I wound up taking what was done and being able to place it public. This way we can also maintain credit for, you know, new and up and coming customers that we and clients that we would deal with. And then, too, another obstacle that I would say that we ran across quite often is we would run into a lot of wrong business. A lot of people, we didn't do our homework sometimes with some of these people, and I mean, sometimes it didn't make us look bad because, of course, we knew how to handle business, but we wound up taking hits as well. So now everything that we do, we backtrack everybody, everything before we even go forward. We make sure up front, you know, that this is going to be a great business move for us.
Okay. Now, you're a humble person. I've talked to you. You know, you're humble. And you're 37 years old. And I think it's great that you are where you are now. I just want to say that. Okay. I'm going to ask
appreciate
you a question.
That. Thank you.
If you don't want to answer it, you don't have to. But a lot of people, when they start out as entrepreneurs, they borrow money from banks, and sometimes they go into debt and things like that. Was this you? Were you one of those entrepreneurs?
Man, I will say this, in almost 13 years of business, and it's another thing that I'm very proud of, even though we had those people I just described that were burdens, never have we ever got any funding at all whatsoever. We wound up being 100% dependent on us and us only. We've always invested into ourselves. If we had some business that came in, we didn't depend on any banks. We never got any loans, and my company has never been in debt at all, not one time. Plus, you know, in the Better Business Bureau, we haven't had not one complaint in almost 13 years. So at this point, we're like the Mayweather of marketing companies.
Okay.
I would say I'm very, very proud to say we've never been in debt. We never owed anybody. And basically, anybody that's ever dealt business with us has been completely happy. And we had a lot of referral business, you know, through the years. And like I say, you know, we're not at the end of our realm, so we're just looking to go ahead and build it. I mean, who knows what's going to come next, you know?
Okay. All right. So you didn't borrow from banks. You didn't take out loans. So in other words, you used your own money. Okay.
Absolutely. We already knew, you know, building
it's
and
some sacrificing though.
Exactly.
I can imagine, you know.
Exactly.
Okay. All right. How many Emmys has your company won? In
my
what categories?
Film, yeah, the film crew. Film crew's two Emmys. So you know, our film crew is magnificent. Have a huge film crew. Actually, we got three major film crews, you know, that we have, and not even just the film. With I think in the production overall, we're sitting on with the producers and our team, we're sitting on almost at 80 Grammys. I think with my production team, almost 80 Grammys. So
80 Grammys. Oh, that's
almost
amazing.
Yeah.
You're okay. You got three production teams. Okay. But you got the best in.
Man, like I said, if it's not A-list, we don't deal with it. You know, the one thing that I would say distinguishes us from the rest is that we'll deal. Like, say, for instance, you got somebody, you came to me and said, look, I got a friend that got a business that's trying to come up from the ground up. These other companies gave us a packet and, you know, it was such and such price. It was just way too high. Or it just wasn't different enough for them to go forward with. What we do, everything that we do, we customize it. So everybody has a one-of-a-kind marketing campaign. And then what we also do as well, everything is non-exclusive. So we maintain to keep the client the boss. Business-wise and marketing-wise, we want to become the advocate of their business only with their say-so after we wind up showing them what the campaign is. Once they say, look, it's a go, I love it, and we give options. We can say, look, we can give you this or we can give you that. They'll, you know, either way it'd be a win, but we want the client to always feel comfortable. And with us dealing everything non-exclusive, nobody's locked into any deal. You get what I'm saying? So you can work a pay-as-you-go system, you know, with us. And that's the one thing that makes us different. You know, these other companies, they give you packets and say, okay, this is what this going to be. Well, that packet is the same package you're handing out to everybody else. That makes your market no different than everyone else. And we don't do business like that. We just strictly customize everything a one of a kind to fit you.
Okay. All right. That's very smart, too. Very intelligent. You are.
Thank you.
You're also very much in digital advertising. That's internet advertising is what I call it.
Yeah.
There's probably more to it than that, but since I'm not very computer savvy or technologically inclined, I'm going to call it internet.
Yeah, absolutely.
Where do you envision the internet being in 5 years from now?
5 years, everything I would say is going to be converted. You're going to have internet, but cyber technology is the way right now. And that's what we're pushing right now.
Okay,
yeah.
You already explained the difference in that, okay.
Yeah, definitely. And that's the way the point of purchasing is done. Say, for instance, with this cyber technology, and this is via app base. So every TV that you see now is coming out is smart TVs. This app that we got is going to be on every smart TV that you possibly that you're going to see, every tablet, every Droid, every smartphone that you will have, pretty much everything that's that's compatible to receiving apps, we're going to be on there automatically. The way point of purchasing is done, we've changed the way the point of purchasing is done. The way you see things, you may get a commercial Revlon. Well, on this app, we can determine and pinpoint and target a particular market so that to the advertisers, they're saying, okay, I need to right now go to these people here. Show me exactly how many will fit this audience right here. So Revlon, you say it fit between 18 to, we'll say, 50 years of age for females, we'll just say.
Okay.
That's what they're trying to average to. On this, because it's directly, we get a, without me saying too much, we'll be able to have a collage of your character, exactly who you are, everything within a 2.5 month period. And we'll be able to say, okay, this right here, you male or female, favorite color, the whole nine yards. We can target and say, okay, the audience that you're looking for, we'll say right now we're sitting on 64 million 336,419 people exactly in that realm, and that market will go directly there. You can't target no other markets outside of that because if you look at it, what's the name of the company? The company that keeps up tracking, I can't think of the name of them right now, but it's impossible for them to keep up. So everybody sits there and watch the same commercials and the whole nine. This right here, we're able to even target exactly how the advertisers want to benefit more for the buck.
All right. Okay. That sounds great. That's intelligent also.
Yeah,
very intelligent. Are you also owner of, now I don't know if you want to discuss this, but I'm going to ask it anyway. Are you also, do you own a percentage of all the tequila in the world? Because I did read that, and I'm just asking. And if you do, when will you launch the marketing of this?
No, I don't own all the tequila in the world. I do.
Not all a percentage of it.
Yeah, I own a percentage of the top tequila in the world.
Okay.
Yeah, we've already got medals for it. It's one, so that's not my opinion. That's a known fact. It's called Don Tepo Tequila, and the difference between this tequila and the rest of them, the top three families that was in Mexico, that's been making tequila for over 100 years apiece. They merged together, and Don Tepo is their protege. So if you can say, okay, I got this tequila, I got this, and this was the best, well, it had to come from the top three families. Well, they wind up merging together, and it's, you know, it came out winning the awards, and I would say that as well would be launched, I would say, between the June and July time frame.
Okay, all right. I was mistaken on that. Okay, thank you for correcting
me. No problem. But, yeah, we will have that coming forward. People will have, you know, it's not going to be anything rinky-dink. Everything, like I said, we do is it's going to be top-notch. So when they see it, we've already won it. So when you see the commercials, we're going to have our international gold medals for taste testers and stuff like that that we've already won.
Oh, wow. Oh, that's great. That is terrific.
It's going to be real unique because we're having Alfredo Versace doing the redesigning of our bottles.
Okay.
So it won't just be just a regular bottle. It's going to be a designer bottle done strictly, you know, from Alfredo Versace. So I'm very excited about that.
All right. I can imagine how excited you must be. Okay. How long have you been in marketing? Business marketing?
We wound up getting into it shortly after the turning of the century, 2000, like a little bit after 2000. I would say going into like May of 2000, we wound up going corporate. We wound up, of course, dealing with businesses before that. Like our very first two clients, which I'm very proud to announce, one is Cash Money. Cash Money Records was like one of the first two clients that I had. Another project that I had was a group named Ghetto Mafia, and both those projects went platinum. But yeah, we were the first marketing company to launch Cash Money.
Oh, okay, Cash Money. All right. I've listened to their music on the radio and have a CD. I don't know if you can talk about this, but you have a film called Trustee. Am I correct?
That's a reality series, correct. Trustees,
okay.
Correct.
Is it out yet? Has it been picked up by a major network?
No, it hasn't been picked up yet, but we wind up, I'm actually about to sit down with the team as of next week and we got the pilots and everything written out. It's just a matter of picking up a great timing to go ahead and film. And as far as the broadcast networks that it's going to appear on, pretty much I'm just going to go to the highest bidder.
I don't blame you.
We've shot the treatment to quite a few, and I would say some high-end people have been very receptive. So that's going to be a very great, successful marketing strategy for us. One thing in particular that's going to make it different, you always see reality shows. You've seen some where people come up and gain success from it. What we do is show the marketing behind what that show is actually about. Like, you could take Puffy, his reality show, Making the Band. It's always showing what people are doing just to get onto his staff, be one of his artists. You never see the team behind him that makes him be where he's at, and that's what we're going to fulfill, showing exactly how we take A-list clients and see exactly why they're where they're at, the marketing that goes behind that. So it's going to be a very different show, very different.
Okay. So you've been in business since 2000. Okay. What is the main technique that you use in business? Is there a special technique?
Yeah. Before you go into the meeting, know who you're going into the meeting with. Be very broad on your subjects. And know a lot more about his company than he possibly even forgot about. when you do that, pretty much doors are always open. When they see you taking that much time into finding out not only who they are and what their business is about, but you showing common interest with the conversation at hand that you're possibly about to have going into any meeting, it's always impressive. Always impressive. So I would say, definitely being knowledgeable, more knowledgeable than expected, is always a good key thing.
In other words, know a little bit more about the person than they know about themselves, about their business.
Yeah, exactly, because you can. I've had meetings where, we broke down everything about the individual's business, and we're going in, I know it by heart. And you'll see the eyebrows raise up like, what? And I know 9 times out of 10, they don't know much about me like that. They just hear, the reputation or what possibly we might be talking about at that time. But when you're able to take things a lot further doing that, it just makes the air a lot better, to receive great business from people.
All right. Okay. That's a good technique. okay. What are you doing to celebrate Black History Month?
Oh, man, that's a great, great, great thing. Well, I know for one thing, what we're going to do is we're going to go personally, we go feed the homeless. We get out here on the streets and we make it happen. But more importantly, my key goal was to make sure that I provided jobs, for a lot of our young Black individuals, a lot of people that want to get opportunities, and not just to regular people. A lot of kids that had trouble, I'm talking with them now, make sure they head straight so I can bring them on board. Kids that's coming out of school or actually that's in school looking for opportunities, I'm giving them opportunities because I know that for a fact, people, our ancestors, they made sacrifices for us to be able to, have radio shows, have marketing companies. So if they making sacrifices for me and you to be on this phone now, I can make sacrifices to change someone else's life. And it starts with the youth. So I wanted to do that, make them knowledgeable of who our ancestors are. And as long as they're being, considered to be charitable like we are, they're going to be hired. Another thing that we do now as well, we take care of 108 schools here in the Metro Atlanta District. Every week we give away 300 to 600 turkeys every Thursday. And if you look at, people out there, you feel more than proud to go to Positive American Youth. You can pull it up, Positive American Youth Pay. And you can see exactly a lot of different things. My guy Reese and Pops, they take care of that. This is their foundation. And, I was just so happy to be introduced to these brothers. Sherman Davis, the CEO of Open Vision, my second daddy.
Okay.
He wound up introducing me to these guys, and these guys do beautiful work. So anybody out there that, you want to contribute, you really want to contribute rather than just say it and forget what you said, please feel more than free to pull a Positive American Youth, get in contact with them, and become part of the solution.
Yes, because the youth need all the positivity they can get because there's a lot of negativity out there.
Absolutely.
And you are so right. You're right about the youth, and it's a great thing that you're doing for the youth. But I also feel that there are a lot of youth that are doing well.
Oh, absolutely.
And it's just not shown on
They don't
the
get no rewards, and that's what we want to change. It's one thing to sit there and give somebody advice. Yeah, do this, and, you know, you dream big, you'll be able to benefit one day, and this could be you too. But, I mean, the reality of it, society doesn't have it built where everybody can succeed. That's just how it is.
No,
you know, that's just what it is. That's the real reality. And my thing is, rather than just giving you advice, if I give you an opportunity to be able to better yourself and get yourself in a better predicament, to learn more, to want to do more, to be able to provide for your family more, that right there is a solution rather than just words that I can't do anything with at the end of the day when I'm coming home to a harsh reality. And those are things that I want to change. So for Black History Month, for me, Black History Month is every month. It's not
okay.
just this
right.
particular
for
month.
For me, too. Me, too.
Yeah. So.
All right. What would you like to say about your production team, if you haven't already said?
I love them, man. You know, we're definitely receptive to gaining more business. So, you know, anyone out there that's trying to gain some great business and a great marketing team behind you, you definitely won't fail dealing with us. I would say, man, these guys, man, they work hard, they push out the best, and it showed, you know, even with the BET Awards, my film crew films that. And that's one of the other film, you know, film teams that's part of the division. So, I mean, these guys do miraculous things, and, you know, movies, we got a ton of things that's coming out for other people, but like I said, we're not over our heads. So if anybody out there got any business, man, you know, dealing with us, you'll get the best, most definitely. But I love my guys, though. I love them.
Okay. What motivates you, or better yet, who has influenced you the most in your life?
Man. You know, a lot of people have, you know, one or two people. I would say my greatest influence, I would have to deal with history, would be Harriet Tubman. The reason why I say Harriet Tubman is because, you know, we sit and we complain, we do this, we do that nowadays, and then when you look at the sacrifices our people had to make, you know, going through the struggles, they went through a lot. I know if I got to walk to Walmart from where I'm at now, I'm already breathing hard, looking at somebody insane. But just to gain freedom, we're talking about people walking states. You know, and at one point, it wasn't just her passing to Mason-Dixon. She had to walk all the way up by as far as Canada at that time. And just to do that and to come back and just keep freeing our people to just walk that length and know the direction, like, that's amazing. Even now. You know, these people didn't have no compasses, and she did it successfully. I would say if she can do that then, is you know, what can't we do now? I would say out of that, it would be, she would be my greatest influence, but I've had multiple influences that wind up catering to, you know, the knowledge that I carry now.
Okay. All right. Is there anything else you'd like to say to the listeners who are listening to the show Talk with Angela Butler?
Yeah, I would give an email address for anybody that's interested in business. I'll give you the email address. You can go to off, like OFF, D as in dog, A, B as in boy, LOC, 1, the numeric 1, at yahoo.com. Or you can do the Gmail. I prefer doing the Gmail. So it's off the block. I'm going to say it one more time. OFF. DABLOC 1 at gmail.com. Also, we just wound up getting part ownership of the top headphone company in the world called Mazay Headphones. These are like Rolls Royce of headphones, literally. They're made and hand carved out of ebony wood. So, you guys, the website is getting developed now, but please be free, please. I was saying about another 4 to 5 days we'll have the site up and running. You can go to buymazay, B-U-Y, Mazay, M-E-Z-E, .com. Once again, B-U-Y, M-E-Z-E, .com. You get a chance to not only experience seeing these headphones, but each pair is a one of a kind. This pair, I mean, they've all the reviews that we've had already outdone all the other headphones, and we're now about to have it. I say within the next month, we're going to kick it off to the world. So I'm very excited about that. So I already have the reviews already okay us, you know, in every language on earth. It's like, wow, you know.
All right. Okay, within the next month. So
within the next month, correct.
All right, remember, listen, you heard it on Show Talk with Angela Butler. All right.
And I want to thank you.
Thank you so much for coming on the show. I feel very privileged.
Yeah, me and my company definitely appreciate you having me on here, and can't wait for you to get to Atlanta. We're going to create a way to get you to Atlanta.
Okay, thank you. I would appreciate that.
Most definitely.
All right. Kyrie Gresham, I thank you for coming on Show Talk with Angela Butler.
Thank you.
I look forward to having you back one day when you, if you're not too busy. And thank you very much.
Oh, thank you, and I kindly appreciate it. Thank you.
All right, thank you. All right, listeners, you've been listening to Mr. Kyrie Gresham. He is the owner of, he's the CEO of AMG, Off the Block Marketing Company, and he's doing great, and I hope my listeners learned something. I know all my listeners are highly intelligent, but I put it out there, to give you some pointers and give myself some pointers. So thank you all for listening to Show Talk with Angela Butler. I look forward to tomorrow night, 7 days a week, 6 p.m. Central Standard Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Also, check out my little article on Amazon Kindle, Diabetes and You. It's an interesting article. I just like to say I'm a diabetic, and I was in and out of diabetic coma for almost 11 days, and I was in the hospital, and my sugar was like 800, but I survived it, and I'm grateful to God to be alive. And I thank you all for listening to Show Talk with Angela. But check out Diabetes and You on Kindle, Amazon, and see, actually, there's somewhat of a cure for diabetes. So if you're interested, go and check out that book. It's only $1. And I thank you again for listening to Show Talk with Angela Butler. Have a good night, everyone. Good night, Mr. Gresham.
Good night. Take care, everyone.
All right.